coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
That rock and roll guitar means that Armed American Radio is back feeding your head this week. Happy Easter to everybody. And before we get going with today's broadcast, I'd like to wish my two little kids, my little rugheads, Lindsay and Ryan, a very happy Easter. Dad had to work a lot of the day today. They're on spring break. They're up late listening tonight. I love you guys, and I'll come in and give you a kiss when I get home. Happy Easter. And happy Easter to you. Welcome to Armed American Radio. We have got an awful lot to cover today, an awful lot to cover. So we're going to move kind of quick. We have a tremendous lineup. Let's start off with a quote from George Washington. You can never go wrong. Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty teeth and keystone under independence. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. George Washington pretty much says it all. Folks, this week on Armed American Radio, we continue our march of freedom across the nation. Last week, I mentioned Vernal, Utah, KVEL, as the newest AAR affiliate. My mistake. They are with us today on Armed American Radio. Keeping up with the growth of the program can be a difficult task sometimes, but I'm pleased to welcome listeners on KVEL in Vernal, Utah today to the Armed American Radio Network. Vernal, of course, is the hometown of our regular contributor here and good friend of mine, George the Mad Ogre Hill. Your prescription for freedom has been filled, so welcome to listeners on AM 92, News Talk and Sports, KVEL, in the beautiful, and I hope I'm saying this right, Uinta Basin. George will correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure I'll get an email. If you've never been there, I can attest to the natural beauty of the area. Plus, the ogre lives there. Go see the ogre. You won't be disappointed. And he'll be here tonight. We'll get to George shortly. Tonight's lineup is a great one, another strong one, with firearms expert and one of the nation's most respected gunfighting and personal defense instructors, Tiger McKee. He'll be here. Also, get this, folks. A sheriff, a county sheriff, who not only supports your right to keep and bear arms, but if you live in his county in Eaton, Michigan, not only will he issue you a CCW permit if you're a law-abiding citizen, he'll also deputize you if you're willing to assist he and his officers during times of emergency. I wish I lived there. Eaton County, Michigan Sheriff Mike Raines joins Armed American Radio for his first appearance today. And another good one, the lineup keeps getting better. We all know that Americans are pretty sick and tired of the corrupt incumbent machine that keeps people in Washington for decades. Well, it's always refreshing to see someone new, an outsider, if you will, someone with fresh, bold ideas running for Congress. Minnesota residents of the 5th Congressional District, which encompasses Minneapolis, by the way, and the surrounding area, are blessed to have just such a person running for that seat this November. U.S. Congressional candidate for the 5th District in Minnesota, Barb Davis White, will be here today on Armed American Radio. And her and I had a fantastic off-air conversation during the week, I can assure you. It doesn't matter if you don't reside in her district or even her state, as we've all been witness to, especially as of late. One goofy congressman or woman can have a profound impact on all of our lives. Barb is refreshing to talk to, and I think you'll agree with me that these are the kind of people that we need in Washington, especially now in these trying times. Not career corrupt Charlie Rangels and John Murthas, who care more about bridges being named after them or airports being named after them. And Barb will be here shortly on this broadcast. She's a good one. We're also going to talk guns and gear today, carry methods for warmer weather, how to hide that evil legally carried self-defense tool when wearing nothing but shorts and a t-shirt. Spring has sprung, and with that comes a transition in carry methods for those of you who don't live in a year-round warm climate, which is most of us. So we'll have some fun with that subject tonight. And the bonehead of the week, we have two or three of those to give out. They're really good. We'll give that award out during our discussion with Barb Davis and get her comments on it. That's always fun to do. Okay, folks, don't buy a ticket to Vernal, Utah just yet, because the man you want to go see and talk guns with is right here, right now, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog and Glocks. Welcome, as usual, to the Armed American Radio Network, George.
Mark, it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. It sounds like we've got a great show tonight, so lots of material to cover. We should just dive right in.
Yeah, we are. And before we get to Tiger, we have a phone call from David Burnett, and this is important. We've only got about 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes. with David, and I want to go to him quickly because he has an event lined up this week. David Burnett, Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, welcome to Armed American Radio again. How are you?
Mark, thank you. I'm good. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you too, my friend. Tell listeners across the nation right now what you guys got cooking and up your sleeves.
All right. Well, here's what the next generation of pro-gun civilians and Americans around the nation is up to. We've got our empty holster protest coming up next week, April 5th through the 9th, and it's going to encompass hundreds of college campuses, thousands of students, and all it involves is carrying an empty holster around the college campus to demonstrate the fact that the college policies and, in some cases, state laws forcibly disarm us, and although the state has certified us as safe to carry a concealed weapon everywhere else in the state that the law allows, colleges are forbidden, so that we're somehow banned from self-defense on campus.
Doesn't make much sense, does it, David?
Not a bit. And so we're strapping on the empty holsters, and in some cases we've got a debate going on at Colorado State University and some safety classes. We've got a concealed carry training online for free for the Virginia concealed carry class and all kinds of those details. And you can log on to our website, concealedcampus.org, and get caught up there and get updates there and find out how you can jump in and support us.
Yeah, and it's working. Your press release, I have a copy of it here, and I want to thank you very much for calling in tonight, David, and letting us know that that's important. If you're a student, you're listening to Armed American Radio right now, make your voice heard. Stick that empty holster on, tuck your shirt in, and show everybody you mean business, that you care about freedom, you care about your right to personal defense, you care about the Constitution. David, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk with you soon. We'll have you back on soon, okay?
Good deal. Thanks, Mark.
You got it. Thanks, David. Okay, George.
Yes, sir.
That's always good to know. David does great work.
You know, I was just thinking, if those holsters were packing things like packages of cigarettes or condoms to distribute, the colleges would be all over allowing that. But the holsters, of course, are meant for the very tools of freedom, like George Washington mentioned, the liberty's teeth. And it's important to understand that they are not evil. They are good. And the purpose of them is to protect that which is good, our families and our loved ones, and our very liberty. So best of luck to those guys, and wish I was there to help out.
Oh, no kidding. And it's great to see them getting active. You know what? Let's go right to Tiger. You've seen him on Personal Defense TV, folks, with our friend Tom Gresham.
And we met him at SHOT Show.
He looked great. Maybe you've been fortunate enough to train with him at his renowned training facility at Shoot Right Academy in beautiful Langston, Alabama, which I have. And it is exactly that. It's beautiful, and he's a class act. Or maybe you've read his book, The Book of Two Guns. I have. Tiger McKee joins George and I right now for what is his second appearance on Armed American Radio. Happy Easter, Tiger. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Same to you, sir. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing fantastic. Doing really, really well. You having a good holiday so far?
Oh, yeah. It's been great. The weather down here has finally warmed up, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it really has. I know. I'm not too far from you. Maybe hour and a half, couple hours, and it is. The weather has just been fantastic. Good grilling weather, folks. Good barbecue.
You guys are rubbing it in. I had snow this morning.
That's what you get in Utah. But you know what? It's beautiful, and we'll talk about what you and I are going to do next week later on in the show. Tiger.
Yes,
The first thing I'd like to talk with you about, you were kind enough to send me a photograph, and I have it right here on my screen, of the new Shoot Right Katana. Tell us about it.
What we've done is taken the AR concept for personal defense, self-defense, whatever term you want to put on it, but it's basically fighting. You're in a fight for your life. So what we've tried to do is put together a rifle that will serve someone who is fighting a threat. And it does it by being simple, lightweight, and reliable. And so what we've done basically is taken Eugene Stoner's original concepts and then updated it with contemporary components to give you a lightweight rifle that's easy to handle, it's efficient, accurate, and it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it's got everything that you need.
All right, Tiger, you bring up a really good point, and let's talk about bells and whistles, because the gun that I took to you had all the bells and whistles. And I learned a very, very valuable lesson when I worked with you last year. And that was those bells and whistles, folks, add an awful lot of weight to that gun. And I had the honor of being able to hold yours that you work with and train with. And what was the difference in weight, Tiger? Go, you can embarrass me. It's okay.
It's probably about 50%. So, like, the katana outfitted with iron sights and all that type stuff weighs roughly about 5.5 pounds. And the rifle you were working with was probably in the 9 to 10 pound range.
Here's the deal, folks. Keep it safe. Keep it simple. Keep it sweet. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. George and I will be right back with Tiger McKee right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now, 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
to the Armed American Radio Network Show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
The supposed quietude of a good man allures the ruffian, while on the other hand, arms, like laws, discourage and keep the invader and plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as property. The same balance would be preserved were all the world destitute of arms, for all would be alike. But since some will not, others dare not lay them aside. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprived of the use of them. That is Thomas Paine, and that pretty much sums it up, Bradys. Welcome back. I'm Mark Walters. I'm joined by George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
And we are joined by Tiger McKee. Tiger, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. Lots to cover with you in this segment before we have to let you go.
Fire away and fall back.
I love it, Tiger. Your new range pack. You're doing something with Brownells now, too. What is it?
Yes, sir. One of the projects I've been working on is developing a range pack that is basically what you need for training and practicing. And so, again, it's sort of an innovative design, and I presented it to Brownells, and they wanted to be part of it. So they're actually producing it. It's, you know, Brownells doesn't produce a lot of projects with people, so we're kind of proud of that. And also, it's going to be a great piece of gear that I think everybody will like.
Can you tell us a little bit more, some details about it, or is that going to be a corporate secret until it pops out?
Well, it's made for training and practice, so it allows you to get all the gear that you need for that, pack it into a pack system, basically, so that now you can throw it over your shoulders, and then when you lay it on the ground, you've got quick, easy access to everything that you've got in the bag without having to dig from the top down to the bottom like a traditional backpack.
See, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. George, you like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at so many range bags and packs, they're designed by guys who don't get out and do a lot of shooting, so they don't know the requirements of an active range. So having a guy like Tiger putting his input in and designing a pack, I'm all over it. Tiger, you got your first customer right here. I'm going to buy one.
That sounds good. Fantastic.
Yeah, make that too, Tiger. And I know
we'll
Brownells
on top of the list.
Yeah, please do. You're right. I know Brownells doesn't really make a move like that, so it's got to be really good stuff, folks. Check it out when you get the opportunity, and we'll let you know here on Armed American Radio. Tiger, any idea when this is going to come out? Can you tell us, or is it something you want to let us know?
It should be in the new catalog that comes out, I think, in August or September. So it'll be in the new catalog. We're working on the prototypes now and getting everything finalized.
Beautiful, and we can direct folks over to ShootRight.
Yes, sir.
Is there a specific website?
It'll be on our website.
What is that website, Tiger? Give it to us.
ShootRight, ShootRite. .org.
Bingo, and when it gets closer to coming out, we'll let everybody know too. Here's a couple things I want to ask you, Tiger. Let's talk about some training issues. As you know, the 380, we talked about it a while back, and we've talked about it with a number of other trainers, and I'd like to get your thoughts so that the listener can hear from you. You know, millions of new gun owners are purchasing that 380. We all know the Ruger LCP started the phenomenon. Are you seeing a lot of these guns for folks who are coming in first time for training at ShootRight Academy?
Okay, here's what we generally see, and I'm trying hard to work on this, but you'll have people that will come to classes, and they'll actually come to class with like a mid or full-size pistol. But then when you get to talking to them, they actually carry the Rugers and those type smaller pistols, which are easier to conceal and carry. And so my deal is that if that's going to be the pistol you carry, and in my opinion, it's not a bad compromise, especially with advances in ammunition out there nowadays, then that's what you should train and practice with.
Okay, that's a great point, ladies and gentlemen. Pay very close attention to that. If you've got the Glock 22 in the safe, don't feel like you need to take that to the professional training that you're paying an awful lot of money for and taking an awful lot of your personal time to. Tiger, you're right about that. If that's the gun that you're going to carry, that's what you need to train with. And the reason I ask you that is because I'm going back and I'm reviewing some of your clips on Personal Defense TV, and you do a really good segment on that. And you know, I hate to use the term mouse gun, but you do a great segment with our friend Tom Gresham. And I believe you had were you not training on that episode with a Ruger?
Yes, sir. We were using the Ruger, the 380, and which, again, I think is a great pistol. And what we were doing, we're looking at the specific tactics and mindset that go along with carrying a smaller pistol like that. So, for example, I would call a defensive pistol a full to large size pistol, you know, 9mm, 38 special or above, where, like, that would be a fighting pistol that you could fight with if necessary and hold your ground. With a smaller pistol, smaller caliber, limited mag capacity, your tactics are going to be different. You want to basically shoot as necessary and then get out of there to a safe area as quickly as possible.
And you covered that very well on that episode of Personal Defense TV because you were moving back to cover, which is always a smart thing to do anyway, but you did it a whole lot quicker, it seemed, in that episode. So that brings me to my next question. Are you adapting your training differently, or do you train the same when someone comes to class with some of these popular little 380s?
The training is different because, like I said, I would define a fighting pistol as a full-size pistol, and I carry extra magazine and that type stuff. And if necessary, I could hold an area effectively with that. Where with a defensive pistol, the smaller type pistols, the task there is to disengage from the threat, create distance, go to cover, go to a safe place as quickly as possible. And they're really hard, like, because of their size to, say, perform an empty reload, especially under stress.
Right.
So chances are with that smaller caliber, as quick as you should be shooting when confrontation is close, and shooting is your only option, you've got to stop the threat effectively. By the time you've created a little distance, that thing's going to be empty and you're trying to tactically withdraw and get to safety.
So in your opinion, though, as a professional, it is a good compromise. It's an okay compromise because so many people are buying them, and I know they want to see some reassurance from folks like you.
Yeah,
so they're okay there.
And the deal is you either dress to cover the way you're carrying concealed, or the way that you have to dress for a specific occasion is going to determine how you carry. And a lot of people go, well, I wouldn't compromise by carrying a smaller pistol. But in my opinion, by carrying a pistol, you're already compromising, because if we could sling up our AR and go shopping to Walmart, that's what I would carry.
Okay.
But we can't carry that AR,
right?
So we're already compromising by carrying a pistol.
Yeah, that evil black rifle scares a lot of people, too. Tiger, thank you so much for lending your wisdom to Armed American Radio yet again. You will be back soon. I appreciate you coming on again today. Thanks very much.
It was
Happy
my
Easter.
Pleasure.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with George Hill and Sheriff Mike Raines right after these messages. Roger. We do okay?
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold. AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. Go to My PC. Use Go to My PC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to Go to My PC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try Go to My PC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
The greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution. Here's a quiz, folks. That's the third president of the United States. Do you know who that is? Tick-tock. Tick-tock. You're right. That's Thomas Jefferson. George, welcome back. Isn't that, that's profound, isn't it?
You know, I would love to have his input on what the government's doing today.
You couldn't get it now because he's flipped over in his grave.
He's spinning like a Dremel tool.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, George, wisdom as only you can impart, my friend. Guess who's coming on? You know what? Because we have open lines right now, our lines were full at the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and give out the phone numbers if you're interested in calling. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Get you right here on this beautiful LG monitor, Flatron, W1952TQ. That sounds pretty cool. Twitter.com/AARMark will get you to actually my producer, Sean, who will get you to me. But either way, that whole process will take about a second. All right, folks, check this out. A sheriff that deputizes law-abiding concealed carry weapons holders in his county? Yes, sirree. I'd like to welcome Eaton County, Michigan Sheriff Mike Raines for his first appearance on Armed American Radio. Sheriff, welcome to the program. We're big fans of the sheriff.
Well, Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show and talk to you with your listeners. And I hope everybody's having a blessed Easter.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking time on Easter Sunday to come on. We say on the show all the time that freedom never takes a break. And as long as there's a breath in my body, we're going to be live and we're never going to give anybody a regurgitated program. And I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know it's busy. Sheriff, we had a really good conversation this past week in anticipation of you coming on. And I should let everybody know across the country that I got an email from a listener who suggested that we reach out to you, Sheriff. And I did. And you got back with us. And again, I'm glad you're here. What they talked about in that email was you would be a great guest because of some of the unique things that you do. Can you tell me and tell the nation what your thoughts are on lawful concealed carry?
Well, my thoughts are very positive about it. I look at the people that carry concealed as the best of the best, and I honor them as guardians of the Constitution. And what I've done is I've set up an appointment that what I do is I meet with people that want to. This is all volunteer. And what I'll do is I'll swear them in as guardians of the Constitution. And but they don't have police powers right away. What it does is whenever we have any, we call them volunteers in police work, or special deputies or mounted division or ATV division members, they're sworn in, and they're sworn in as special deputies. And then they go through a lot of training. They go through firearms training with our department and all types of different training. But we have to check everybody out. And we check them federally. We check them out internally through our department, and to make sure that we've got the best of the best. Well, in my opinion, the CPL holders in my county are already the best of the best, and I'm taking advantage of that. What I've done is set this up that if I declare an emergency or if any of my deputies need any assistance, they're already sworn in, and then they'll have police powers while they are with my deputies and or if I declare an emergency.
Now, tell me what you mean by police powers.
Well, what they do is they'll have arrest powers, and they'll have powers just like my deputies. They'll be standing alongside them, but they won't have the powers unless they're with one of my deputies or me.
George, isn't that absolutely beautiful?
Now, this is fantastic, and what's shocking about this is that Sheriff Raines is doing the obvious, which is tapping a resource that is there, ready and willing. Kudos to you, sir. I'm very pleased to hear this.
And thank you.
And all I got to say is I hope your career is long and prosperous, and I hope that you consider a run for a higher public office.
You know,
well, it's kind of hard here in Michigan because, politics here in Michigan with our governor and even locally is kind of messed up right now.
I detected a tad bit of a chuckle, Sheriff.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, tell us where Eaton, Michigan is first. Where is Eaton County, Michigan?
Well, Lansing is basically the lower center of the Mitten area, and that's Ingham County. Actually, I'm just the county to the west of that, which takes in some of the west side of Lansing.
Okay, what is the population in your county?
About 109,000.
Okay, now, George is right, and you and I talked about this off-air in preparation for the show, that your CPL holders are already checked out by virtue of the fact that they've gone through the process in Michigan. So is half of your work is already done for you, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. What I do is I give them a little talk because I'm not doing it because they can carry a gun. I'm doing it because they love the Constitution, they're defenders of the Constitution, And because they've already been checked out, and I don't have to go through all the process to do it myself. If you can't trust the federal government, who can you trust, right?
Oh. You're on the right broadcast for that statement.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, you've recognized that these people that are going after the concealed carry permit holder, the permit, by just going after them, it sets them apart from your regular Joe Pancake citizen.
That's
these
correct.
People are people who take their freedoms, their liberty, and the safety of themselves and their loved ones seriously.
And again, I'm sorry to cut you off. Again, what I do is I give them a little talk and say that if they are going to carry a gun with me, they have to go through my firearms training, and they also have to go through my academy and get in uniform and work as my ATV team or my mounted division or in some division that they would fit. But other than that, I'm expecting them to, and again, it's volunteer, but I'm expecting them, if they're called on, that they will abide by their oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
Sheriff, are you aware of anyone else doing this?
No, I'm not. I've been checking a little bit, but I haven't been aware of it here in Michigan at all.
I am not either.
Why not?
George, I think let's put some feelers out and find out, because we have, Sheriff, we just had, we've had Sheriff Mack on the program. I'm sure you know who Sheriff Mack is.
Yes, I do.
We're working on Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We've been in communication with his office, and we hopefully will bring him on. We all know he's outspoken, and we've had Jay LaSure, who is running for San Diego County Sheriff, very pro-gun, and just last week, we had Orange County candidate for Sheriff, Lieutenant Bill Hunt. What a great time it was with him. Now, this is interesting because those two candidates in California are bucking the trend. By that, what I mean is they're running on a pro-gun platform in an area that is notoriously anti-gun. And as you and I talked about, when we come back from the break, I'd like to get your opinion on that, because I think they're making a smart move. I'm Mark Walters. I'm joined by Sheriff Mike Raines and George the Mad Hill Ogre. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Great conversation coming right up.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We are talking about the right to bear arms, and we're talking to a county sheriff in Michigan about the right to bear arms, and it's the county sheriff who protects and preserves those rights. Listen to this quote, folks. This is radical stuff. I hope I don't get in trouble. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. That's radical stuff. That's also Thomas Jefferson in a letter to James Madison. Thomas Jefferson. Amazing. And people will take that out of context. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, George Hill.
You just got to love President Thomas Jefferson. And in that quote, you know, it sounds extreme. It sounds radical. But this was advice from the 3rd president of the United States to the 4th president of the United States.
Yeah, I'll have to check the date of that statement. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't go back and look at the date of that. I'll do that. If anybody can find the date of that statement, feel free to email it to mark@armedamericanradio.org or call it in. 877-956-9566 or tweet it, twitter.com/AARMark. Sheriff Raines, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, when we cut away to the break, we were talking about some previous conversations we've had on this program with Lieutenant Bill Hunt in Orange County, California. Great man, and I understand he is way up in the polls right now, which is great to see. Also, Jay LaSueur running for San Diego County Sheriff. Now, those two location sheriff, as we all know, are notoriously liberal. And I, you know, liberal, okay, I know liberal gun owners, so I don't want to phrase it that way, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Politically speaking, anti-gun, pundits, anti-gun, the quote-unquote mainstream media in those areas and their elected politicians, anti-gun. However, the people that they represent aren't. And Lieutenant Bill Hunt and Jay LaSueur are taking a chance, and they're bucking the norm here. And they're running in a notoriously politically liberal area as far as the pundits and the machine is concerned. and they're putting their faith in the people, and they're running an openly overt pro-gun campaign and making it a centerpiece. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's great. The way I see it, the left is trying to demonize the weapons. But if you step back a little bit and look at it, it's the right to bear arms. That's the right to protect yourself from intruders, from oppressive governments, or from whatever. And with that, you have the right to defend yourself with your fist, a knife, a firearm, or whatever it might take to defend yourself. That is a God-given right that we have. Nobody can take that away. They can mess around with trying to take our firearms away or whatever, but they cannot take our right away to bear arms. And I know a lot of liberals that feel the same way, but just happen to follow the or drink the Kool-Aid of some of the left, and my belief is they get sucked into it.
You know, that's fascinating. George, you'll appreciate this. Earlier today, in preparing for the show, I read a fascinating string on a forum at the Democratic Underground. And, amazing. And one of the writers we're going to give the Bonehead of the Week award to later on in the show. And then there was a continuous string. And what was fascinating about it was obviously a very left-leaning website. Fine, that's fine. But they were arguing amongst themselves, and you could almost hear them, Sheriff, kind of along the lines of what you just mentioned. They were fighting with themselves. I know this is the Kool-Aid I'm drinking, but at the same time, I have the right to bear arms. So what I'm going to do later on is I'm going to read the original post that started the thread, George, and then I'm going to read a post at the end of the thread that kind of summed it up. So we got a Bonehead of the Week on one, and on that same thread, we have a champion of freedom from the Democratic Underground at the bottom of the thread. A really fascinating analogy from two rabid liberal members of the Democratic Underground Forum. We'll get to that later on. Sheriff, I think, I believe like you do, that both of these men have a lot of guts and are doing what they need to do. And they're, to me, they're not taking a chance, because you and I and George, and I would assume that most of our listeners here on Armed American Radio understand that the majority of Americans believe, as poll after poll after poll shows, that we have the God-given right to keep and bear arms for our own self-preservation, and that the Constitution merely recognizes that in writing, correct?
I agree. And one other point I want to make about my guardian of the Constitution, my appointments, is that what I call it is a life insurance policy on the Second Amendment. We never want to collect the life insurance policies. But if something happens where someone's trying to kill the Second Amendment or kills the Second Amendment, this is a life insurance policy. Because if I declare an emergency, they're deputies, and you can't take guns away from my deputies.
That's a beautiful thing, George.
That's a perfect strategy. Instead of saying pro-gun, I like the phrase pro-liberty. As George Washington said, they are liberty's teeth. And it's important that we do whatever we can strategically, like Sheriff Raines is doing, to ensure that our liberties cannot be taken away so easily.
Yeah, Sheriff, it's great what you're doing up there in Eaton County. And I have to ask you this. Have you received any negative publicity from leftist media?
Actually, no, not yet. I'm anticipating some, as always, but I just started this 3 weeks ago, and it was kind of word of mouth, and I've got a couple hundred people that signed up already, and I haven't really announced it. I have two other sheriffs that are looking at it and very interested in it, but they're waiting to see what happens with me.
Well, you're in a really beautiful area. I would quantify your area as somewhat conservative, correct?
Yeah, there's conservative, but the last election, a lot of the local areas and areas switched over to very liberal.
Well, they drank Kool-Aid. They drank Kool-Aid. And I think a lot of them are going to come back across the fence come November. It's going to be a fascinating election cycle that's just now beginning to heat up. I don't know enough about your area. I spent some time living in Michigan up there, very beautiful area. And I think we talked about the Gordie Howe and water skiing on Bear Lake up there.
Right.
So I know the area somewhat well and consider it, you know, it was a fun time in my life as I was growing up in a very beautiful place. But I commend you and I applaud you for what you're doing. And I think our listeners across the country do too and would like to see that. Ladies and gentlemen, contact your sheriff. It's easy to get a hold of these folks. I'm living proof of that. Pick the phone up and make the call. Ask them about it. Would you recommend that that's what the constituents do, Sheriff Raines?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. The sheriffs also have to wake up. There's a lot of sheriffs, and again, like I was, until we were not pressured into it, but until I woke up, that my main function is to preserve the freedoms and the rights of my citizens. Not to go out there and write tickets and do all that stuff, but that's another subject we could talk about. But we've got to make sure that the rights of our citizens are protected.
Well, the sheriff is an elected office, and this is what's fascinating to me. Sheriff is an elected office, and you know you've got that the police chiefs, and we've talked about. I don't want to beat that horse up here, but. We talk about how police chiefs unions across the country appear to be leaning left, you know, and don't take our freedoms and our liberties as seriously as the sheriffs do. But when you run into an area across the nation, a specific county of which there are thousands in America, is the sheriff going to be swayed by the political leanings of his constituencies?
A lot of times they do.
Or hers.
What they want to do is they want to run for another office and they want people to support them. What they've got to do is stand on their own 2 feet and make sure that the only people they need support from are the citizens. So basically, I don't answer to anyone. I don't answer to any bureaucrats. I don't answer to the governor. I don't answer to the mayor. I don't answer to the city council. I answer only to the people through the Constitution.
And you're seeing that response, a couple hundred responses from your constituents that you've signed permits for. And that's a beautiful thing. Sheriff Mike Raines, thank you very much. You will come back on Armed American Radio if it's okay, and we'll follow up with you in another 2 or 3 weeks and find out how many more signatures you've gotten. Is that okay?
Yes, that's great. Great.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us on Armed American Radio, George. That's beautiful, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's fun to see.
It
really is. That's fun to see from the office of the sheriff, which is very, very important. As Rob Pink has said last week, that, you know, the sheriff is the oldest elected office in the country. That's beautiful. George, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We've got about 20 seconds here. Folks, you can pick up a copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America, at lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. The site is up and running. We'll be right back after these messages with U.S. congressional candidate from Minnesota's 5th District, Barb Davis White. Stick around. Don't turn the dial. See you after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.